Mobile never. There is a robbery nearly every night. There is a rape nearly every night. They don't take them down to jail anymore. They haven't got room for them.
Goodness, got that bad.
Yeah. I would think about going to the hospital unless somebody was dying. At night, I'm not running every step of the way. Yeah. Used to not, well, didn't think a thing about coming home at 8 o'clock or 8:30. If I was downtown or went someplace, get on a bus, get off the car and walk home. Wasn't anything to it at all. Not now.
Do you have any idea what the ones around here would prefer to be called nowadays?
What
the? The colored people, what they would prefer to be called.
Black men.
Black.
Black men. Don't call them colored.
That would be insulting.
Yes, sir. Mine even told me.
What about Negro?
No.
Mm-mm. Not that either.
Mm-mm.
Say, have you ever heard of something like this happening? If a white man got angry at another white man, mm-hmm. Have you ever heard him say anything insulting that had to do with race? He might say, "Oh, you old," something or
another. Calling an old fool, old, I said things, old witch. Would be a woman that he wouldn't like, maybe.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard him call some worse names than that. They're not very nice.
Yes, ma'am.
But mostly, you know, when a Negro gets really mad, now this is my personal opinion, I would consider him vicious. Because he can't govern his temper. And he'll call you every name and he'll go. Now we had, maybe you heard about it, oh, it's a month now, we had one of our sisters from over the hospital. She went out to a cemetery here on a Saturday afternoon, which she had no right to do. The cemetery was in a Negro section. It's an old, old cemetery. It's strictly for Catholics. And she liked to dive into old things. And she went out there to read the inscriptions on some of the tombstones. And while she was in there, this Negro man, 21 or 23 years old, grabbed her around the throat, choked her with a towel in her mouth, tied her hands together, tied her feet together, and killed her. She screamed, but she couldn't scream anymore when he choked her, you know. And she was late coming home. And the superior said, she told her not to go. She said, "I don't see why you're going those places. They're so out of the way." Oh, she said, "I'm not afraid. I just enjoy it." So they had the police there, and every policeman in town was there. And of course, the priest from down where she was, the priest from over here, some of the sisters went out to the cemetery to see could they find her. And they searched that cemetery, and they found her back in the old part of the cemetery, where the tombstones have turned over, and it's just dumped back there, that's all. They throw trash back there. And there she was under some leaves.